Friends, it's great to have you with us on this Saturday as we get ready for Giants baseball. Well, last night the Giants fall to the Colorado Rockies in Denver, 7-4. For the Giants, they closed late, but they were down 7-0 in this one. And they had a furious rally in there in the seventh inning, but they fell short and lose to the Rockies last night, 7-4. 7-10-0 for the Rockies. 4-5-0, only five hits for the Giants last night. They left six on base. That's three straight losses for the Giants, and Colorado has lost five of six, and they broke that five-game losing streak last night. For the Rockies last night, Jose Ureña, the former Marlin, really was excellent. He ran his record to 2-4. For Ureña, he went 6 2/3, three hits, three runs, and he deserved a better fate because Gilbreth kicked in a couple for him in that seventh inning. Gave up a home run to Jock Peterson for Jock number 18, his first home run since June, my God. But he is the only Giant with an OPS over 800. 828 for him, but he went 36 games without a home run. So he did give up the home run to Jock, two walks and three strikeouts. For the Giants, it was Alex Wood last night, the left-hander. 4 2/3, seven hits, seven runs, three homers, two walks and three strikeouts for him. And he was frustrated last night, and he continues with sort of the trend we're seeing with the Giant pitchers, where Rodon acted out a little bit in the dugout, where Wood here gives up a hit, and he throws his glove up in the air. And I just don't like to see those kinds of things. These are veterans and should be setting a better example for the younger players, even if he's frustrated giving up a hit and a couple of home runs. You've got to maintain your composure. So for Alex Wood, he loses it, and he goes to 8-10. Bard got his 25th save, 2 hours, 56 minutes, and the attendance 31,604 in Colorado. Now for the stats. The Giants have won 8 of 13. On the road, they're 25-31. Against the West now, and this is not good, 19-30. Wow. In August, they're 8-9. With this three-game losing streak, and after the All-Star game, 11-17. Wow. The Giants do lead Colorado 6-4 in the season series, but they had a sizable lead before the last couple of times they have seen the Rockies. For Colorado at home, they're 34-30, and for the Giants, they are now have won 8 of 10 in Coors with the loss last night. The issue for them, and we talked about it on the show earlier in the week, and the guys last night on the wrap talked about it, hitting with runners in scoring position. Since Tuesday, the Giants are 2-for-28, hitting with runners in scoring position. Last night, they went 1-for-8, throwing an 0-for-4, an 0-for-7, and a 1-for-8 in there against Arizona, and you can see what happens here, and that has been the problem with the Giants. The pen was good last night with young Rogers and Leon, 3 1/3, three hits, no walks and a strikeout, so that was a good sign for them. But looking up and down this order, Wade hitting 190, Bell 216, Yastrzemski 211, Bart 227, Crawford 222, LaStella 243. So that's a sizable amount of these left-handed hitters who are not getting it done for the Giants, and they are going to be in the lineup, I'm sure, today. With all that said and done, still, they're very much in this wild card race. And as I said, and we'll talk about it, I don't think it's going to take 88, 89, or 90 wins to get in here. It may only take 85 because the Phillies lose again yesterday. Of course, they're taking on the Mets now in a doubleheader. They've got 53 losses. San Diego has 56 losses. How about that? And Josh Hader has just been awful the last two nights, coming in with first and second in relief of Darvish on Thursday night. He gives up, hits a batter, gives up a walk to drive in a run, and then a sacrifice fly, and all of a sudden the Nats beat San Diego 3-1. And last night comes in a 3-3 game, a clean inning. And he has trouble there, ends up hitting a guy, throws a ball away down the right field line for a run, and then gives up a two-run homer, and the Padres lose 6-3. So they've got some trouble, and they've got 56 losses. The Brewers lost to the Cubs yesterday 8-7. They've got all sorts of issues, hitting issues for sure, and their middle relief has been a problem. They've got 55 losses. And the Giants, with all that said and going on, 59-60, they got 60 losses. So there's still a lot of baseball left to be played, 43 games. And I think it may take 85 or 86 wins to get this last wild card spot. So that is how I'm seeing it today. Last night with the scoring, this Elijuris Montero, who came over in the Arenado trade, had a big night, the game of his life last night. Two-run homer, put him up 2-0. Three-run homer to make it 7-0. In between that, Connor Joe had a solo shot. Connor Joe made it 3-0. Iglesias and Bernard had doubles. Winton Bernard, a good story. That made it 4-0. Then Jock hit the home run, and the Giants had their chance in the seventh inning. Yaz got a walk, which he got a couple of last night. Crawford gets a bloop single to left, and then the wheels start turning as Buddy Black took the pitcher out. And now he's got Gilbreth in there. Davis gets a walk. Bart's hit by a pitch to drive in a run. And Slater comes up at the top of the order, of course, hitting against a lefty. And he slaps one down the right field line. Nice hitting for two runs. And that made it 7-4. And here's the tying run coming to the plate with Jock Peterson against the lefty Gilbreth. And Gilbreth just punched him out. And there was some talk, and the guys on the rap talked about it, should they have gone to Estrada there instead of the matchup with the lefty Peterson. But Peterson is your guy, and at some point he's got a hit, and he was hitting against the lefty, which he's had trouble with. But what can you say? It's one of those baseball decisions, and that's the manager's decision, and you just have to live with it. So Jock strikes out, and that's the last breath of fresh air for the Giants last night against the Rockies. So that's the way it ended up. 7-4 Rockies, and now the Giants have a shot today to try to even the series. Fans, it's time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, the Giants try to break this three-game losing streak, and they turn to their right-hander, the veteran Alex Cobb, 34 years old, 194th Major League game, and the same amount of starts, his 194th Major League start. This year in the season, 4-6 with a .399 earned run average, and it is a good earned run average. He's gotten hurt here with the fielding a little bit. His whip is 1.29. 67-66 lifetime. Now, in August, he's been in three games, 17 and a third innings pitched, almost six a game, 15 hits, seven runs, a couple of homers, pretty good, eight walks and 20 strikeouts. You can run on him, like many of the Giant pitchers, 10 stolen bases and one caught stealing. 19 games for him this year, 99 innings pitched. Now, don't forget, he's been on the DL a little bit, 97 hits, 54 runs, but 44 earned. So the defense, as I say, has betrayed him during this 2022 season. Eight homers in 99 innings, very good. 31 walks and 105 strikeouts, a good ratio for him as well. Batting average against, it's .252. Lefties are .257 with three homers. Righties .247 with five homers. Now, of those eight homers, five are solo shots, which is pretty good. All right, the team has lost four of his last five, and he has seen Colorado twice this year. Once at Coors, 5 1/3 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs. They lit him up pretty good. A homer, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. Overall, 10 2/3 innings against Colorado. 13 hits, 8 runs, so you know that second start was pretty good. One homer, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts. Putting the first pitch in play, like everyone in baseball today, 22 for 55, 400 with a couple of homers. Now, this is where he gets in trouble. Runners in scoring position, 314. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 333. The Giants do not hit with runners in scoring position, and let's make sure that Colorado doesn't, or else it could be a long day for Alex Cobb. All right, first time through, 219 with a homer. Then they get to him a little bit, 309 with 5 homers. Then he settles down. Like most veterans, 210 with 2 homers the next time through. Charlie Blackman, 1 for 4. Crone, 8 for 21 with 3 homers. Grichuk, boy, what a pain in the neck he is. 9 for 17 with a couple of homers. Hilliard 0-2, Iglesias 3-13, Connor Joe 1-4, McMahon 2-5, Nunez 1-2, and Rogers 1-3. So that is Alex Cobb against the Rockies. So the Rockies today, they've lost 5 of 6. They break that 5-game losing streak with the win last night. They turn to a youngster. He's a rookie. He's 25 years old. He's out of Ohio State University. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's 6'4", 190. He was a fourth-round pick in 2018 of the Rockies. Ryan Feltner, F-E-L-T-N-E-R. Career, he's 2-5, and this year the bulk of all his work, 2-4 with a 6.39 earned run average. The whip is 1.48, and these are numbers, let's face it, that the Giants need to see something like this. 14 games this year, 13 starts. He has made 3 starts in August. He's gone 13 2/3 innings, 19 hits, 13 runs, 3 homers, 6 walks, and 9 strikeouts. 9 strikeouts and 6 walks, not a good ratio. On the year, 50 innings pitched, 59 hits, 38 runs, 9 homers in 50 innings, 16 walks, and 44 strikeouts. And it should be on a tee for the Giants today. Batting average against is .288, lefties .294 with 6 homers, righties .282 with 3 homers, and of the 9, 4 are solo shots. First pitch, yes, 10-24, about .412, with a couple of homers. Now, he gets tough here. Runners in scoring position, .255. And runners in scoring position, 2 out, under .200. You can run on him. 8 stolen bases, no caught stealing. First time through, .258 with 3 homers. Second time, .302 with 6 homers. So you get to see his repertoire, and you can take care of it the second time. Third time through, .333. Well, all right, the Giants have not seen him before. This is their first time looking at Ryan Feltner. He was in Albuquerque. He was 5-1 there with 51 innings pitched, 5 homers. He's made 66 minor league starts in his career. And at Albuquerque, 18 walks and 60 strikeouts. So the AAA numbers are pretty good. They haven't translated exactly that way for Ryan Feltner in the major league. So that is who the Giants face today, a right-hander who's put people on base. He's given up home runs. He's given up hits and runs. So we'll see if the Giants can do anything today to take advantage of that. Other games in baseball, good doubleheader today. In that first game now, it is Mets-Phillies. That's Williams and Wheeler. Second game will be Peterson and Falter in that one. Milwaukee and Chicago. Boy, Milwaukee has trouble. They just don't hit enough for me, and now they're having trouble with their pitching. Peralta against Stroman for the Cubs. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, our old friend Tyler Beatty for the Pirates today. How about Washington and San Diego? Boy, Josh Hader, we will talk about him in the show today. He kicked it in last night once again for San Diego. Musgrove for him, for San Diego today. Gray for Washington. San Diego has trouble hitting the fastball. Houston, Javier, and Atlanta, Strider. Good game for the Braves there last night. Miami and the Dodgers, Garrett and Dustin May comes back. Dustin May back for the Dodgers tonight. And St. Louis and Arizona. St. Louis is hot right now. Dakota Hudson and Madison Bumgarner there. Well, a big day of Saturday baseball as these days dwindle down, the games dwindle down. Still a lot of the story left to go. Susan Slesser of the Chronicle joins us next right here on the Sports Leader.